Ladies, you know how you can ask, then bug, and I'll admit it, nag your husband to do something? Then all of a sudden he does it at the least convenient time possible. Like when the hand towel rack and I guess bath had gotten kind of rickety and I put it on Charlie's honey-do list. There it stayed for, 6 months. Then on the day I'm hosting my book group's annual cookie swap, Charlie decides to fix it. Seriously. And of course, it's not an easy tighten-the-screw solution. No siree, Bob. We're talking drilling and patching holes and maybe a little touch-up paint and why move the throw rug out of the way? It's such a soft place to rest your knees and catch that spackle. The thing is, you can't really complain too much because your husband will just say, hey, I'm just trying to make the house look good for company. Anywho, I felt for Kay Bonneville, who lives a few doors down from us, when a couple of weeks ago I saw all this scrap wood and other odds and ends, to put it nice, appear on their front lawn with free written on a piece of cardboard. Everybody else is out decorating their yards, but I guess Ray finally decided to clean the basement. Perfect time, too, right before Christmas when you want things to look good for company. That all worked out, though. Ray ended up spreading some Christmas cheer, and Kay's hoping he'll turn that clean basement into a man cave and get out from underfoot. I'll let the poet laureate of Mosick Mills tell you all about it. Bonneville cleaned his basement. I was stringing up lights when I heard the commotion, a banging of lumber and PVC piping. Bonneville's got him a project all right, and I don't think that it involves typing. Look at him, he's got that old tractor going. Who knows if those 2x4s were ever straight. There's plenty of firewood here for the taking. Maybe I'll go and grab me a crate. Charlie LeClaire, Kay Damaris, Ray's wife, class of 62. Then she explained how, since he retired, one man, one tractor, and nothing to do. Hang tight, says Ray, hang tight, naysayers. It does look like chaos, he says with a smile. But I got some serious plans for this basement. Help yourself out to the wood on the pile. Is that an old Hoover next to the louver? I might like that picture of a murmuring brook. All of the stuff is free for the taking, and we'll set up for Christmas as soon as it's took. So all of us neighborhood fellas did gather, drawn like flies whenever free wood's around. But Kay, I could tell, was a lot less excited when she saw how much crap was still on the ground. It's Christmas time, Ray. Time to spruce up this place, not make it look like a temple of trash. Raymond and us, we all formed a huddle and come up with a plan that did not sound too rash. First thing we did was go get our trucks and pick through the best of the stuff that was here. The rest of the junk we took to the dump. Then joy to the world, let's get us a beer. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.